This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back to a new episode of our monthly favorites of Discovery with a K. And this time we're talking about June, because June is not only hot in temperature, it also brought some hot releases.
Nice intro, I like.
Right.
Yeah.
So, as usual, we're going to talk about our favorite releases of the month, starting with K-pop. We're going to go into K-indie, hip-hop, and R&B. So, June, Ilse, it was quite an intense month for K-pop. Everyone was trying to get, you know, that hit, summer hit.
That summer bop, yeah.
So, however, I was missing a bit of, like, girl power this month at the same time. You know, I was like, I need twice to come back with a summer bop. Where is my song with tequila shots or whatever, you know?
They're too busy touring and being iconic on
stage. I know, but I cannot miss them. So I'm like, twice.
It feels weird.
Yes, I know.
Right?
Because they're just the queens of summer bops.
However,
yes,
I saw a teaser that Momo is gearing up for a solo release.
Ooh.
I think it might be in Japanese because they had the like brackets around it, which they usually tend to do with Japanese releases or album titles. But still, like, that's kind of...
Is she gonna give us a summer bop?
Actually, I think she might go like R&B. She seems like an R&B girly.
Yeah, I can see it. Actually, after, you know, the little solo, the division they have with, like, Momo.
Yeah.
That is kind of hip-hop, kind of in the car.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
That concept fits her so well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something that
she's sexy.
Would be.
That's just it.
She's an amazing dancer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, this is that because Momo has not had a comeback.
Yes.
Let's talk about the ones that actually had a comeback.
Yeah.
So let's start. I want to start with K-pop as usual. And I had a really, really good month on my side. So,
girl, your list is insane.
I know. So June started for me with a BI, or as I call him, Hanbin, because I feel like, you know, I'm big with him from the beginning, even though he doesn't know who I am.
You're on that next level of friendship.
Yeah. You know, I'm like, I feel like I know him. I watch all the stuff he put out.
Okay, parasocial relationships.
So B.I. released, I think it is his second album, To Die For. It's a continuation of a previous album. And he just basically added the songs from that album plus 5 or 6 new releases. And honestly, he never misses. And I use this album is a lovely listen. I really, really like his solo stuff. I think that since his debut as solo, he has done such a great job with his music style. And honestly, I don't know where he keeps those songs, because he just keep releasing songs and songs and songs.
Yeah, he's been busy.
The amount of music he releases is insane, you know?
Right?
He's active, active. What I love it, because you know that Hanbin was always very creative and, you know, very much involved in everything, and then he's now free to, you know, do as
That's
he
true.
Pleases and just put out music that feels so him. So anyways, To Die For is a lovely mix of sounds, vocals, the features are really good as well, and I just love how he keeps bringing something new and fresh in every single release. However, I have to say I have a couple of favorites, and in this case, I have Dare to Love featuring Big Naughty, because Big Naughty, B.I., love that
personal
mix.
Personal favorites.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Michelangelo, because he just goes off, and I just love when Hanbin goes, like, off with his rapping skills.
Cute.
Okay. Next up, we have another one of my favorites,
Taeyong. Honestly, this was your month.
Yeah, Taeyong released his first solo mini album, Shalala. So Taeyong released such a good EP, okay? And he did an amazing job. Shalala, well, this full album is so hem and is also so core K-pop that I loved it, you know? The music video is so crazy, and he's got like this multiverse concept going on, and it's just so fun, so colorful, so like Taeyong. I love that so much. And but also this release has like a more like R&B side, a touch of R&B, soft hip hop. He also has a song dedicated to his dog, if somebody dog who passed, the dog passed like last year. So sad. It's like tears, you know. So I just love this album. Recently got it because I needed a copy. It's just such a good job. I'm very proud of him. Okay.
Applause.
Yes.
Nice.
So next I have on my list Ren, a former newest member, and his first solo mini album, Rendezvous. I think I'm butchering the French here.
Rendezvous.
Yeah, Rendezvous. Well.
Wow, look at that French art. Yeah, like French roll.
So this full album has a really cool concept. I really liked it. And it goes back and forth between genres. And it's overall a really cool listen. I like that he makes a bit of genres and they just showed his different musical sides that, you know, they normally don't get to do that a lot when they're in groups. But he did really do it in this this release. So I want to recommend Lullaby 1103 because it's kind of synth pop and then also a bit split vocals.
Oh, lovely.
And then you know that I'm a fan of synth pop. So I had to recommend it.
Noise.
Yes. We go again with another pre-release. And this time we have NCT Dream. They released Broken Melodies. I love the Dreamies, you know. I love the Dreamies. It's just I want to see this new album because I'm kind of shocked at the previews of the album. I'm like, they've grown up so much, you know, and they're just they're musically also growing and they're going into more like R&B territory, a lot more like feels like more adult. It's like
it makes sense, darling. Yes, I think you're all in their 20s now. Yeah. Also,
yes,
they have to grow with their fandom, you know.
Well, that is true, I suppose. They have to grow with their fandom. But it's just, imagine this. I've been following this group. I was going to say this kid, but this group. And the Dream is since the chewing gum era. So having them, it's like when I was in the concert, having them do that sexy dance, I was like, oh, just stop, dude. You know, the fans were screaming. And I was like, no. You know? So it's like an older sister kind of vibe. I'm like,
yeah,
stop. Well, anyway, Broken Melodies brings like a lot of like soft pop side of the Dreamies. I love the song of the song. It feels very much them, but like another like adult version, if you know what I mean. It's interesting, honestly. I really liked it, and I don't think they have something like that so far. Well, now they have it in the discography. Nice. It's like very dreamy, very cute. Love the video. They're just adorable.
It's very dreamy.
Yes. Because they're the Dreamies.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes. I sometimes I'm like, do people understand when I refer to the Dreamies or is NCT Dream? Because that's how I call them.
I mean, when you're in the know, you're in the know.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm way too in. So next up, we have Kim Jae-hwan. He released the mini album JAM, which stands for Journey Above Music. And Jae-hwan's mini album, it's just a new phase of his career, okay? He decided to bring the groovy, the funk, everything. The groovy, the groove, the funk, all of it in this release. And the title track, Lucky, featuring Bobby, is just very cool. It kind of reminded me a bit, I don't like to compare artists, but it felt very much like a Bruno Mars vibe, and I loved it. It was super fun.
Oh, nice. Yes,
the instrumentals are just great, and it's just funky and such a cool listen. I want to recommend Sleep because that song has a little saxophone solo, and I'm a sucker for sax solos.
Ooh,
you know, I nice. Love them. I had to mention it.
Yeah. Just quick note, JAM, Journey Above Music, would make a great label name.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Hit us up for the consulting. Thank you very much.
Hit us up.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Really good name, actually.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, we have Wei. They came back with their EP Love Part 3, Eternally. So this is the last installment of their love era. They went through every single stage of love. And now they're in the endless love part because we're going to love forever, you know?
Nice.
Yes. So this mini album, it was surprising for me because they had like a nice genre mix that it did not get like boring. So because sometimes it can get quite monotonous, not boring, but monotonous because they keep it very EDM. Or very pop, but this time they were like, let's do some Moonbathung, let's do some Latin beats, let's do some R&B, hip-hop, nice. Soft pop. So it was quite a fun listen, actually. I want to recommend Overdrive because it's such a summer song, and you even have the summer filter happening in the music video.
Yo!
And the vocals are lovely.
Are they dancing on a beach?
They actually are at the beach, I think.
See, I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah, I think they're actually by the beach or in a mountain where you can see the seaside or something like that. I think so.
Yeah.
For K-pop on my side, I have to mention EXO. And their second pre-release single, Hear Me Out. I love this song so much. I love how this song started. I think it started with, I think it was Sehun that started the song with his rapping section on Playing With Legos. I just love the intro of this single. The vibes are immaculate. Mm-hmm. And the video feels low-key like a frat boy convention. They're all like, oh, there's frat boys sharing the house. It kind of feels like that.
So I can just imagine the smell of the socks. I'm sorry.
No, but these are posh frat boys.
It doesn't matter. The socks are still going to be there.
You know what? In one of the shots, Dio was lighting a scent stick. So
there you go. Well, okay. Fancy.
So maybe it's the socks.
Oh my god.
Yes. So that's it for me for K-pop. Tell me about you.
Did you like Let Me In more than Hear Me Out, or Hear Me Out more than Let Me In?
I like,
because two different vibes.
Two different vibes. I personally like more Hear Me Out because it started in a very unexpected way. You know that normally in K-pop, it's very weird with when the rap line starts the song.
True.
It's normally the vocal line that has the big entrance. It's just how it happens. And I just love that they mixed up that. And then the song starts with like a countdown and it's just so hyped. And then it's just such a cool mix that it just got me. I'm like, I'm wrapped up.
Nice.
I'm already into it. So yeah, I think that I like a lot more Hear Me Out.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to my end of the K-pop world.
Yeah.
Let's talk about 80s.
Oh my god,
kind of hard not to talk about 80s.
They're everywhere.
They kind of took over. My TikTok was on fire.
Yeah.
They released their EP, The World EP 2 Outlaw. It's a continuation of their storyline, which I am too dumb for to understand.
I'm saying that what's happening. I know that when I went to the concert, I saw pirates. I saw, I don't know if they were like rock people. I was very confused by the outfits. You know, some of them look like cowboys. I'm like, what is the concept? I am so lost.
Space cowboys.
I am very confused.
Literally, I can't even give you like an attempt at understanding. I just saw the music video, thought everyone looks amazing, and I was like, okay.
But you know that sometimes you can see like kind of like the feel of the concept if you see fans dressing and stuff. In the concert, we saw everything, to be honest. I saw pirates.
Yeah, hear me out. I don't know if their storyline is still the same storyline as the very beginning.
Oh, like okay. So they have changed the storyline. Okay.
Yeah, I think they, after Treasure, maybe, they switched from their like pirate concept to the space cowboys. Multiverse,
okay.
Theme,
what?
Okay. But again, I'm dumb, so you know.
I still don't know, honestly. But fashion icons, not gonna lie, icons.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that's very true. The fashion was on point. Let's talk about their title track, Bouncy.
Oh my god, yes,
because that was wild.
Absolutely.
The choreo, immaculate.
Yes.
I also really want to recommend Django from that EP because it's super dramatic, feels very like old school K-pop. And there was this like gratatata part, and it was just so pleasing. It was just so good. I loved it. The next release I really wanted to talk about was Stray Kids with 5-Star.
Yeah.
This was a full-length album. Their title track was S-Class, which has, like, I think, references to, like, manga and anime, you know, to show that you're dangerous.
okay.
It's the highest class.
No, I have no idea. I really enjoyed their title track. But I also wanted to share the track Mixtape Timeout. It's the closing track of the album.
Yeah.
And it has this riff, you know, with the guitar. Yeah. Of what I think is Scotty Doesn't Know.
Okay.
From the movie. I can't come up with the title right now, but it's from a movie and it was amazing.
Okay.
And it's like a rock hip hop blend. And it was just so cool. It was just so cool. And it was cool and fun. And like with the Scotty Doesn't Know riff, I was like very much into it from like the first couple of seconds. So I really enjoyed that track. For some girl power, finally, let's talk about From Us 9.
Yes.
With their album Unlock My World. I really enjoyed this album. I thought it was very well connected. All the songs flow together really well. And it was still like diverse enough that it kept your attention. It's like your point from earlier.
Yeah.
So their title track is Hashtag Me Now, which was very cool, like modern pop. But I want to talk about Attitude, which was the opening track of the album. And this should have been a title track. Like, it would have been so cool. Literally. It's dark pop with some very cool instrumentation.
Okay.
There's harmonization in the chorus.
Oof, which amazing. We also love harmonies. Always.
We do. Literally, play this in a club. People will dance. Amazing. Love. Another thing with like the opening seconds, you know those like tubes that you flip and they make like a
yeah
sound? The opening seconds sound like those tubes being flipped. The first time I heard it, I thought I was dying. It was so funny. But like everything, listen to the full album. It's really, 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 really good. And From Us 9 has some amazing vocalists. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And the last release I want to talk about on the K-pop side is NTX.
Yes.
The New Six with their EP Boyhood. That title track is my favorite summer release.
Oh, wow.
Kick It For Now is a retro bop. And I love it. It's so cool. Like, the chorus is just, oh my God.
I have not listened to that yet.
You're gonna love it. It's very cool.
Okay.
And it's, like, fresh, and they're also happy, and it's like, ugh, it's a moment. Also, listen to My Bias, because it's adorable, and again, has some great harmonizations. It's just really lovely, and they're doing well, so.
Good.
I'm very happy for them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so shall we move into...
Hip-hop R&B?
Yes, I'm lagging here. You saw that? Yes, absolutely. Actually, I think I missed this month a little release, but I wasn't sure if I missed it or not. But I think I did miss Treasures new...
The subunit.
Yes, I think they also did it this month, debuted this month, T5.
Yeah, They did.
Yes, I completely missed them on my list, but I have to mention them because I absolutely love this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely love T5, this subunit. Their release was incredible. The songs were amazing. And I was very happy that they were able to also have like the little, like I think Jungkook wrote the title track and everything, and it's so
lovely.
Yes, I think it was at the end of the month. I was like, yeah, that's why I missed. It was at the end of the month, and I just loved how much they were involved. This song is very much R&B, sexy R&B, and it's the same issue as the Dreamers. I'm like, what is happening? Because again,
children.
Yes, yeah, but. Very recommended. Oh my god, I almost missed them on my list. I cannot believe them. I love them. People go and listen to Treasure T5 because amazing mini album. Okay. Now we can go to R&B. I can't believe I almost missed the Treasure. Okay. I was like, oh my god, I think I can miss someone, you know? Mm. You were talking also, I think I'm missing a group. I don't know who, but I think I'm missing someone. Again, June was quite crazy with releases, and a lot of my favorite hip-hop and also K-pop acts came back. So I was like trying to get it. Yes, I was fed with good music.
Nice.
Yes. So let's start with hip-hop and R&B. And this time, a lot of my favorite indie hip-hop artists and R&B artists came back. So let's start with actually a new find. Tokai is a new find that in the hip-hop sphere, he's been in the industry for a while, but this is the first release I've listened from him. This mini album, it's lovely. I think the mini album is also called Tokai, I'm not sure actually, but the features are amazing, and his rapping and the beats, the full mix is just so good. I have to recommend Millim featuring James, because I really like James, and he's just super cool. Okay, lovely. That was great, and the beats are dope. So go and listen to that, because even if you're into like hard hip hop, this is for you.
Oh, sweet.
So I like funk. I don't know if you know I like funk actually, but he is on my side, one of my favorites as well. And he's a producer I've been following for a while. He's really good. His latest album, Sham. Honestly, it's such a total trip to listen to. The features are quite well balanced, and it's very unique because, again, he chose all the features quite smartly. So from this album, I want to recommend No Filter featuring Samuel So, because it's Samuel So.
Exactly, yeah.
This song is groovy. I did not expect anything less from him. And it's just amazing. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's a must listen. I also want to recommend Mirror featuring Sins and Choil for a chill bra beats and a vibey flow. And I quite like Sins. She is really, really good. This album runs on the lengthy side. I think it might be over an hour.
Yo, oh my god.
But it's 100% worth listening to it. Alive Funk is such an incredible producer. It's like, it's just really, really, really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Next up, Dynamic Duo. So these hip-hop legends released the single album Two Kids on the Block Part 1.
There's a murder! Yeah.
So Two Kids on the Block Part 1. I'm really hoping that they release a Part 2 of this, to be honest.
I mean, they should.
Yes.
Why else call it a part one?
Right. So, I love the single album. The intro track includes a narration by Lee Byung-hun, and the actor, honestly.
Oh.
Yes, right. And the transition between the intro track to the next song, it's just amazing. I'm like, you know, it's like, I was like, when did that finish? Oh, when did this start? Amazing, honestly.
Nice.
Yes. So, just listen to the follow-up. I think it's just 4 songs, including the intro track. And 19 is one of the singles. It's classic hip-hop, dynamic duo style with their unique twist. Mm-hmm. And All Day, it adds the instrumentals and very much killer old school rap. Total masterpiece.
As expected.
Yes. Yeah. It's like four songs, fantastic, perfection.
I mean, they don't really miss, so.
Yes. Yeah, I think that, again, their song AAO or something like that was trending a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I was
uh-huh.
like, again? Okay. Yes. Another new find is Aite. I believe it's the name. I'm not sure. But it's a new find, and I am impressed. So, Soundline, I think, is the name of the release, and has some cool and alternative music, which means it's like hip-hop with R&B, a touch of group. It's just, like, fun. I want to recommend nice. Sorry Sound featuring Midnight Munchies, because this single...
Okay, that is such a great stage name.
Yes.
Midnight Munchies? Oh, my God.
Well, this single, it's an amazing listen. There is this little section where there is, like, this instrumental build-up at the back. And it's honestly mm-hmm. so cool to listen to. It's fascinating. Because, you know...
Is it, like, classical build-up, or...?
Yes, it's not really classical, but they have, like, a bunch of, like, instruments. I wouldn't say more like a band, kind of. But it just keeps Ooh. Building up and up. And it's just super, super dope, honestly.
Okay, we'll check that out.
Yes. Just check it out. It's got some stunning music and some sick rapping. That's it. Lovely find, to be honest. Another one of my favorites came back. Yunawe, love this woman. She was in Show Me the Money a few seasons ago, and just love her.
Queen.
Yes.
Behavior.
So, Ogera's back with new music, and I had to add her in my favorite. She released her first self-titled album, and this is a new side of her, and I love how experimental she went with this release. She very much stayed within the hip-hop side, but she added a lot more, like, electronic beats, a bit of like synth here and there, and it's just lovely because you also get to hear her vocals. Like, so you get her vocals, her rapping, love it. It's like hip-hop core Sweet. In some songs, but also other ones are more like on the softer side, if you know what I mean. Honestly, mm-hmm. an amazing listen, and don't skip. Love her.
Nice.
Last for me for this month for hip-hop is Penomeko. Again, I said that my favorite hip-hop artist had a comeback.
Girl.
Yeah. So he released a new EP, and he honestly went off. Absolutely loved this release. So he goes back and forth between genres in this album. Well, normally, he normally does. You know that he releases mm-hmm. sometimes like R&B. He sometimes goes more into like hip-hop, and then he adds the features. So Penomeko is such a diverse artist, sure. and also he's a musician as well, so you know
mm-hmm.
but for this release in particular, he goes old school hip-hop, very raw, heavy in bass, a bit angsty as well. It's an interesting mix.
Yeah,
it again is very old school. I am a fan of that style, if you've been listening to us for a while. And for me, personally, I feel like this EP is a non-skip because of that. I really like how when artists just get, like, raw and real, and they also bring, like, mm-hmm. the core of hip-hop, old-school hip-hop that feels more like, what, the rap battles, but not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really liked it. My favorite song is X, because he goes off and leaves no crumbs. That's it.
Tables cleaned. Tabula rasa.
So that's it for me for hip-hop and R&B. Now, tell me about your indie people.
My indie people kind of went on vacation. There were, like, a couple of good releases, but I feel like they, like, packed their bags and went to, like, Canada or, you know.
Well, they all deserve a summer holiday, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm expecting them back with, like, autumn.
Autumn.
Because usually then, like, sad season.
What is it? The little sound they make, the prrrr, the little bells. God.
Spare me. Spare me. I can't take that anymore. but let's go to my first indie child. Her name is Sumbi, and she released the EP To My Lover. And literally, this is amazing. This is really, really, really nice. The title track, You're Everything. stunning, lovely melody. And there's she has these like sections in the song where she's just humming.
Ooh, nice.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. And like the full EP is just, there's not like huge diverse spots. Everything flows together very nicely, but I do feel like it like encapsulate an entire like mood and story.
Okay.
And it's just really well done. And I just love her, and I love her vocals and everything that she is. So
bravo. Listen to it. Amazing.
Yeah. If you wanted to check that out, listen to the opening track To My Lover, because of its beautiful piano solo.
Oh, okay, okay. You sold it.
We after all these years, we know our likes and dislikes. And like as soon as I hear like a piano solo, I'm like, okay.
Sold. Absolutely sold.
Preach.
Yes.
Give it to me. And the next one I wanted to share is ID Earth, who dropped her single Aliens. She is also so interesting. This is honestly, first of all, the quality of her music videos, insane.
Okay.
Like, sharp, usually in the woods, like, everything from, like, the outfits to the dancing. Like, it's just, everything is connected. It's just so well done. And the single itself is so dope. And it's, like, dark, synth, pop, but still very quirky.
Okay.
And she only has like a couple of songs out, but I'm super intrigued by what she does. So I'm very much like following her journey here because I'm curious to see where she's going. I'm just waiting for one of her videos to blow up. Yeah, so she can make more.
I like the contrast between her name and the single names. Like ID Earth and then Alien.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So cool.
I know, it's so cool. Next up is a cute indie pop with Jane and her single I Hate You. This is perfect for the summer. It's like one of those... Who was it that did the song Don't Call Me Maybe?
Don't Call Me Maybe. Oh, yeah. Carly Rae...
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of that vibe.
Oh, nice!
Super fun.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it. The next one I want to share, completely shift of style, is Choi Sung-hun, who released his EP Days We Loved. The title track is Wave, which is like this lovely, dreamy, synthy indie rock track.
Okay, what an interesting mix.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, it's so good. And like the entire EP, again, with like Soombi as well, it's just so soothing to listen to the entire body of work. You know?
Yes.
Like everything flows together very nicely. It's just really well done.
Nice.
And you can like see that this is their style and they're sticking to it and they're good at it. And it just feels very, like, true and real. So, I liked it a lot. The last one I wanted to share is Levenu, who came out with a single Parcel. Groovy summer vibe.
Ooh.
Nice. It has a little bit of funk in it. I think you would actually like this one.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, so that's it for my indie babes. They are taking their well-deserved vacation.
Yes.
So...
In hip hop, what is a vacation in hip hop? You know, well, that was it for this episode of Favorites of Discovery with a K. Yeah, we have written about a lot of the K-pop ones, at least. And you can find a lot more of these releases in our weekly reports for indie and hip hop. So that's a wrap for this month's podcast. Remember to follow us at thekmail.com. We're everywhere. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Just type thekmail, you'll find us. And let us know which one's your favorite release of the month. We are very curious. So this was it for Discovery with a K. Bye-bye.
Bye.